I'll give a few examples. Bishop Oyedepo said something once, just to illustrate this. He said, all his life, now, once he got to know the Lord Jesus Christ and he was a committed Christian, he said what he wanted was to be very rich so he could sponsor the gospel. Are you getting my point? Now, he now said that then one day, the call of God came upon his life and he knew he had to preach. Now, listen. He said he now went and prayed and said, God, where will my finances now come from? This one that you said, I mustn't do business, I mustn't do this, I must not do that, I must just preach. Do you follow my point? Listen, it's a matter of fact. The man faced, this is what the challenges are. So what am I supposed to do? That's what I'm preaching to us. Because there are two scriptures we read last time. One from Hebrews chapter 4. When it says, let us draw near to the throne of grace, all right? That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And then I read from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Say, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Don't forget what I said. Those people who doubted God in the wilderness, all right, who sinned against God, who rejected the word of God, what was the reason? It was because of what they heard. Are you getting my point? The people said that the giants are too big. We are going to die. And God said, according to what you have said, it will happen to you. Therefore, they died in the wilderness. But let me focus on one point there. Why did they doubt God? Was it not because of what they heard and what they saw? I'm telling you again, why would people walk out of God's will? It is because of the fears that life presents to them. And I'm teaching how to tackle those fears. So Bishop Oyedepo said that he took that and went to God in prayer and said, Dear Lord, where will my finances come from? And he prayed. And listen, if you listen, there's one series I did on radio. I encourage everybody to go and get the CD and listen to the series again. I titled them Cooperating with the Seasons of Life's Adventures. I said the first stage is the stage of sitting down and counting. That is, I want to go into something. What is going to happen to me? Then you settle and say, what are you getting there? You get what I call wisdom for salvation. That is, God gives you a word concerning what you will do. Listen, it doesn't have to be what everybody else is doing. Are you getting my point? Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, listen, what I do as a preacher today, I'm not joking about this, I didn't take an example from anybody. I didn't copy it. Now, there are one or two things that I'll say, okay, I've seen it done before. Therefore, it encourages my heart. Are you getting my point? But I had a mission. And my own mission is simple. Push out this word as much as is possible. Are you getting my point? I am not trying to excite anybody. I'm trying to put balance into the lives of people by the sound teaching of the word of God. Are you getting my point? Listen, I don't want to excite anybody. I want their lives to be balanced. Therefore, I started engaging every method, you understand, that will help me achieve that goal. I started by printing tracts. Then when I started teaching here every Saturday, ask Deji, that's my brother, sitting down there. From the first day we started, how many were we? Me? I think the first few times, I can't remember the very first day how many we were, all right? But the first few times we used to be me, my wife, Deji, Brown, and then later on Kingsley came, cut a long story short, from day one, before we started, I bought a microphone. I mean, five people gathered and there was a microphone. What are they doing with microphone? Simple. There was a small tape recorder. And because it used 8 batteries, which is 8, 12 volts, and there was no light here, as soon as we park, first thing we do is to bring our spanner, remove the battery of the car. And Kingsley will carry battery up, put it down there. I still remember in that corner, ready, set, go. Then he will press record. The microphone, no, really, was wired to it. Every message I preached was recorded. We were just five. There are times I'll be preaching. There's no speaker. But I'm holding microphone. And I'm always explaining what I'm doing. I'll explain to people. Say, listen, you know why I'm holding microphone? I'm not crazy. I'm normal. The problem, the issue is that it is being recorded. Everyone was recorded. That was 2003 that we started this. All right? This is 2008. For 5 years, I don't think I can count up to 3 days that I preached here and it was not recorded. With all the troubles that is... you know why? Because I used to pray, say, God, please don't fill this place with too many people because I don't want to go and look for another venue. He said, Pastor Banky, what? I say, hey, those who come, let them just be buying CDs as they are going and go and share with everybody. So we'll be packaging the CDs to make it inexpensive. I will add even on radio, I say, please go and buy MP3 CD. It's retailed for 300 naira outside. They contain up to 18 messages. I mean, how cheap can it get? Do you get my point? Yes. And then you are told, please feel free to copy. Why? Because of the goal. Because of the goal. Are you getting what I'm saying? The goal is simple. Let the world just go out and transform the lives of people. There's a temptation, though. Let me tell you the truth. You see, when you watch TV, you sit down and watch, especially foreign TV. That's why I want to write the book, So Who Will Pay For This? I'm unhappy with what Christianity has become. We have become beggars. It upsets me when I see pastors begging for money. It really upsets my soul. Under whatever guise, I don't care that you are spending $300,000 a day. It's no excuse for begging. Now listen, I've already explained to you that something led to it. Are you getting my point? Yeah, something led to it. There are many things, many things. Amongst it is that you don't understand how these things should be financed. And even though you understood it, in the times of trial, you departed from the understanding that God gave you. And there's something about when you depart from God's order, let me tell you, sometimes you get results. Except that after that, you have to continue in your departed ways. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Are you following the logic? Yes. And people start teaching the method that when somebody gives to you, always gives them something back. So you say that for your love gift this week, we want to give you this brooch to wear. Listen, if I want to give anybody a brooch to wear, I will give them brooch to wear, but I want you to entice them to give. People say, people want to know that they are getting something back. I say, if you don't have faith that God will reward you, don't give. The other day, somebody sent us money, a close relative. That's Kingdom Word. Took the Kingdom Word account number from my wife and paid money into the account. And so, no, I think she sent the money to my wife or something. So my wife said, have you called this person to say thank you? I said, so say thank you. I said, it's not ministry money. Say yes. I said, I'm sorry, it's not compulsory. If it was me, you dashed money. I must phone you and say, I got your money. Thank you. I said, but if it's ministry money, if I remember, good. If I don't remember, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. I think you have enough sense to know that God will say thank you to you in his own time. Now listen, I'm not saying that if I say thank you out of just simple courtesy, it's not out of gratitude. In Jesus' name, it's not out of gratitude. It's courtesy. Oh, thank you very much. Do you understand? Now, there is a prayer. If I pray for you physically there, good. Even if I don't pray for you physically there, there's prayer on top of it. Oh, listen to what I'm saying. Because when you are not there, I pray for the people who are working with me. There are different ways to work with me. There are those who have never showed up, but their money works with us. So I pray. So, listen, if I say thank you, it's out of courtesy. Do you know what I mean? It's good. It's good courtesy. Thank you very much. But it's not out of gratitude. I'm grateful to... I hope you get what I'm saying. I'm grateful to God. I depend on God. Like Paul said, I have coveted nobody's goods. I'm bringing out an issue. So you see, a lot of people now sit down and they'll be begging. Please, oh, we didn't need this money badly. Sell your shirt. Sell your shoe. It's for God. Sell your wristwatch. Sell your mobile phone. It's for God. I say, Jesus Christ. I don't bow my head. Why are you begging if it is for God? You won't cry because of God. You know, he upsets. No, really. That's why you have never seen me do it. Where's our basket? It's at the corner there. And I don't say offering time, blessing time. I will always announce, look, listen, it's, you know what I believe? Let me tell you again, I'm not joking about this, God knows. I say, a day will come, somebody walk up to me and say, Pastor, this is a draft, it's 1 billion naira for the work of the kingdom. 3 weeks after, somebody who wouldn't know that has happened will just say, sir, this is a draft, 1 billion naira, it's for the work of the kingdom. Then maybe one day, I'm just starting, I say, God has done that, and somebody say, People are giving. Me too, I'm not going to give. Okay. You want to say, sir, this is a draft. It's for a billion. Me too, I must be there. And that's, listen, over less than 24 months, 12 of them will do it. And let me tell you, another prophecy. The people who will do it, most of them in a whole year, as of today, they don't see 500,000 naira. As of today. As of today. Who is the person? I don't know. But they, I know about four already. You know why? They have queued up and come to say, Pastor, please put my name on that list. One day, I will come and redeem the pledge. Now, I'm bringing out something. What am I going to explain? That's how I have come to understand the gospel should be preached. Listen, God has never gathered everybody. You go for a crusade ground. There are 50,000 people. God has never used 50,000 people to sponsor the gospel. Never. Just like one person is preaching, there are probably like four or five or six, in my opinion, usually 12 people that will contribute 90% of the money that the ministry is spending. That is what, look, I'm trying to explain something. It's something I came to understand when I started preaching. And don't think that we have always had money. There was a month, I did not even know our rent here was due. I thought it was going to be the end of the month. I didn't know it was due beginning of the month. So I would just say, I remember that day very well. I was climbing the stairs. My heart was almost worried. And I said, God, we have to pay rent. That's this place where we're all seated. And a thought came to my mind, and I believe it was the voice of God. Say, why are you bothered? If you worry now and I send you money tomorrow, how will you feel? I said, I will feel very bad that I have been worrying and you have come through. So in that case, why bother to worry at all? So I apologized down the staircase. I said, Lord, I'm very sorry. I'm not going to be troubled. The next day, you see, I didn't know that as I was praying that prayer, the money was actually lying in the account. The next day, one brother called me and said, sir, I sent money to Kingdom World yesterday. I said, all right, thank you very much. The same person had told me before that they want to pay for our website hosting for a month, for the next year, which I said, how much will they cost? I said, about 40,000. I said, okay. So I expected that the person would send like 40,000. Are you getting my point? That's what I expected. So, but because I was busy, I didn't go to check. And the young man has that habit. He didn't say anything about money. So later on, he called. And then I said, look, I've not checked the money, but why don't you ever even tell me how much money you're sending to us? So at least I will know. Must I go to the bank to go and find out? And I said, okay, sir, it's 800,000 naira. And I sent 200,000 to you personally. Your account contains 200,000. Ministry account was 800. And I remember, I said, Father God, thank you that I didn't worry yesterday. No, I told us to let you know, so don't think that it's because you have plenty of money. No. No, not at all. It was a decision we made from the beginning. The first day I went to radio station to go and try and preach the gospel, they gave me a bill, I ran away. When they gave me a bill, I said, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you people. In my mind, go away, thief, all of you. Want to kill person, because person won't preach. I beg. I ran. That's after I said, we are going to preach on air. When I heard what was going to cost, I disappeared. A few months down the line, without giving the further details, we started. And for over 3 years, we have been going on regularly. If any day you don't hear us on air, it's only once, twice in those 3 years that we were not on air. And it was our mistake. One of them, we forgot. The person I sent forgot to drop the CD. Every other time we've not been on air, it was Cosmo that was at fault. Either their generator broke down, the transmitter lightning struck it. You get my point? Or the DJ was so engrossed with playing music, he forgot to play Wheel of Success. And I was not in town. And they have never called me one day. And say, Pastor, please, you are owing money. Why don't people try and find money for us? No, I don't let it happen. Now, you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to explain the principle. That sometimes the challenges of life is what makes people start running, you know, start doing things they don't believe in. So I was talking about, before you get into issues, you settle down now. Please, let me get back to that. That's the main thing I want to say. You gather the knowledge. Oh, don't forget what I said. Like Hezekiah. Lord, some pastors have to beg to eat. You know me, I don't like begging. Now, I'm talking now because I'm a preacher. You know, I said at the beginning, it's not only preaching that's ministry. Are you following my point? There are people who have, I always like to say this one. There are people who have callings on them to teach children. except that no school will agree to pay his children's teacher a lot of money. Therefore, the person goes to look for a job as a marketing officer, either in Glo, MTN, GTB, Zenith, and you know what I'm trying to say? Where it looks like there's more money. And every time, in fact, that you know what we now do? That kind of thing. You now go to church on Sunday. You go and join children's church quickly. So as to pay God for the one you're not doing during the week. You're the champion of children's church. Well done, children, clap. We are finished on Sunday. So David, you tell the story of David and Goliath. Your soul knows you're supposed to be teaching arithmetic. So David now killed Goliath, and then Goliath now fell down. How many people know how David Goliath fell down? As you are saying it, God said, look at you. These children are supposed to be learning arithmetic from you, not Bible story. And you will know. You will know. Let me tell you the truth. I told you something. Don't ever dispose, that is like, rationalize away other people's revelation. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm trying to explain. That is, you see somebody is walking in a particular way, you know it is superior, but you don't want to acknowledge it because you can't do it. Let me give a practical example. My wife has an MBA, for your information. She has a BS in accounting. She has an MBA. On top of that, she just has one step away from finishing ICANN. That was 5 years ago. I mean, like, she hasn't done ICANN. That last step, she hasn't taken it in 5 years. Now, she used to work in a bank until my son, Akinlu, was born. And listen, before I met her, I knew that it is vain for a man to rise up early and come home late. It is even vainer for him and his wife to both rise up early and both come back late. That one is even more vain than the first one. I said a lie. That is, I knew from the beginning it won't happen. So, first year, my wife worked. She was working for a while. Then the Bobo was born. So I said, you see, the time has come. I said, somebody has to teach this boy the fear of God, teach him ABCD, you know, basic things. And it's either you or me. Either you go and win the bread and I man the house. Or I'll go and win the bread, you man the house. And God knows that the bread you win while I'm manning the house, I won't eat it. You won't even like it. So make that was it too. But you being a giver a very long, because she had accumulated leave and then maternity leave and everything, she was on leave for a while. So after the leave was over, my conscience smote me small. That, okay, just go back and work for them small more, you know. Then they now even made it worse. They said they are doing cut over. You know, they were cutting from Flex Cube or from Brains to Flex Cube. The computer program they were using before was Brains. They were now moving to Flex Cube. One day, my wife no go reach house. In fact, one day, she drove down home at 12:05 midnight. All right. Then one day, she showed up at 5 in the morning. I said, this handshake, don't you cross elbow. After some time, I said, baby, you know now. And then, to now, if around that time, they now put her in the counter. I went to the banking hall a few times. I told her, I said, baby, anytime I enter this place, there's never a smile on your face. You're in the wrong profession. You know, and I know. Why are we deceiving ourselves? So one day, she gave me as a surprise. We're supposed to travel. Are you coming? Yes. She just got to work, wrote a resignation with immediate effect, attached a check for 1 month salary in lieu of notice. I said, I see you people. Me and my husband want to travel. And we traveled. Now, why? You people have plenty of money. Now, lie. It's not plenty of money. I used to rank myself as amongst the poorest of my contemporaries who do the same job. No, I'm telling you the truth. Because where I should have gotten to look for extra money, I used the time to preach. I didn't want... listen, if you know me, those who know me very well, they know I want to have some very, very good things. I tell people, they say, oh, God, your car is fine. I said, which car? This is a reflection that I don't have money yet. When you see me driving the car as ugly as this, it's because I don't yet have money. One day, man saw me and said, Doc, have you bought a new car? I said, I will go and buy a car. This one I will buy. I borrowed it. I said, well, did I buy a car? You will know. I'm not even got something. I like good things, as you see me so. I like them. In fact, my wife used to say that, this man, you have to be rich in life. She said, do you know why? Because I react to any metal that's not pure. I'm serious. If you see jewelry on me, it's always pure. If you adulterate it small, I break out in a rash. So that is my genes to have money. No, I'm serious. And that's one thing about me. I'm very patient too. I am very, very patient. That is, I will wait till that time and get the pure things of life. No, I'm not going to bring out the principle. It is not because I have plenty of. No, I didn't have. But I said, listen, what we shall eat, what we shall drink, and where with us shall we be clothed is not going to make me not do what I know to be right. How can my wife be coming home at 9 p.m.? And leaving home at 5 o'clock when I'm still trying to change the gear of my sleep? I said, no, I no go agree. But more importantly, is that, look at it, my son Akindu is a very sharp guy, very, very sharp. Very, very sharp. Sharp, abnormally sharp, you know what I mean? Very sharp guy. But what I always tell people, I say, hey, the teacher shouldn't even try to take any credit. Because my wife teaches him by herself every day. The other day, she employed a teacher to be teaching two of the younger ones, you know, in the afternoon, because they said they are doing lessons in school. I said, what kind of waste of time lesson for small children? If you want them to learn, let them go. Now, after watching the teacher twice, she sacked the teacher. But I told her, sack the person. He said, let me just give him 1 month. Then they disagreed. Just okay, just go. That is the amount of patience and skill she puts into teaching a 3-year-old. That teacher doesn't have it. I said, it's because he's your son. There's a difference between a true shepherd and a hireling. Now, I'm bringing some principles. Those are the things I believed, though. Those are the things I believed. Now, I'm trying to bring out an issue for all things I'm saying. Like, look, in life, I understand something for sure. God has blessed me, and God has blessed my family. Physically, it may not be tangible yet. Do you follow what I'm saying? But I'm so sure of it, I'm just building and waiting, building the right channels. And how do I do it? I have settled on what I am supposed to do. I told you before, you cannot plot. Listen, you cannot plot the way by which God will bring forth his blessing upon your life. You can't. David was anointed as king, but how can he plot to win an election? There was no political party. Please, my time is going. I'm talking plenty, and I must finish that message today. And I will not overshoot. Now, this is the point I'm making. When you see issues, problems, I remember a lady, my friend, classmate, one more in school. One day we're talking, this is what I've told you now. I told her, we're just chatting. I said, no, me when I married, my wife is not going to work. Do this kind of work. Just run. I said, how can we have two bosses in the house? That is like, she has a boss, this is the husband, another boss in the office. I said, no, there will be only one boss. That's just my principle. Not everybody understands what I understand, but that's just my principle. I know what she said. Ah, no, you don't know how difficult the economy is. Your children will go to public schools. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. I command you never, ever again to give me natural excuses why I should not do what is God's plan for my life. She said, I'm very sorry. I said, don't ever, ever in your life do that again. I was so offended. You will use the fear. What's wrong with public school anyway? As a matter of fact, my children go to, of course, this is everybody goes to private schools. My children go to private school, but that's not even the issue. As far as I'm concerned, what they learn is still their mother that teaches them. And I have a command, well, don't let me say that publicly anyway, but I have a commandment from God to teach them myself also. You can't teach my child as I can, because you don't love him. I do. You have 30 children to talk to. Me is one at a time. I know how to flog him in a painful but harmless manner. You don't. I flog him out of love, not out of impatience. Sit down and learn ABC. He doesn't sit down. Whack! Sit down. Then when you learn smart, I give you sweet. You chop the sweet. You learn. No, do you understand this? No, really. Now, please. I'm just speaking. But you understand what I say? These are the fears. How do we handle the fears? It's simple. Brethren, know what the fears are. Carry them home. Lock the door. Amen? Sit down. Don't even close your eyes. Cross the leg. Say, dear Lord, I want to talk to you. My father served you for 50 years. He's living in a trailer. I don't want to live in a trailer. But I want to serve you. Listen, don't bargain with God like, if you don't do this, I will do this. No, no, don't do that. Are you getting my point? Tell him, these are the fears I have. But nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I don't know whether you get my point. It's not as if God, if by next year, you don't build me a house too. Me too, I will stop. Oh. God will cross leg. Next year will come. He won't build it. Now say, okay, come now. So what do you want to do? You want to shoot me? This is how Christians pray. You say, God, these are the trials, these are the fears, and I am afraid. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I told my wife something. I said, there is no continent of this earth I will not take you to. Not, that is, none. It will happen. In fact, you know the prayer I prayed for her. I said, because there's one woman I really like in Nigeria. Her name is Cecilia Ibru. And I have reasons for it. All right? Cecilia Ibru. So one day I blessed my wife. I said, you will be more honored in life, more than Cecilia Ibru. A lot of you don't know, I hope you all know who Cecilia Ibru is. If you don't know who Cecilia Ibru is, please, go and give yourself a knock on the head. In Nigeria of today, you must know who Cecilia Ibru is. Is there anybody who doesn't know? If I don't even admit it, go and confess. God, when Pastor Bani was talking to me, I did not know who Cecilia Ibru was. Now, I'm bringing out something. With that kind of prayer, I say, look, just do that which comes to you naturally. Do you get what I'm going to say? She likes to do something. I say, okay, that one, she likes, you see, for those of you who know, my wife does small business, you know, small home business, all right? And the idea behind it is that you do it at your own time. There was a time she said that the business is growing. I said, wait, this business is not allowed to grow yet. The children will grow first. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, no, there's a struggle because the idea is that time is what we are trying to conserve. You cannot take the time that we save from UBA and not give it to because the business is private. No. But the point I'm making is, I hope you're getting what I'm trying to explain. I hope you're following what I'm saying. That is, the blessing of God will still come. That's what I'm explaining. Even though we are not charting the course as natural people would have expected it. Just like David could not have charted his course naturally to becoming king. Even though he was anointed king. Listen. Such prayers is not the kind of prayer. Just look. You pray it until your soul gets an assurance. So much that if they bring the news to you, it doesn't worry you. I don't know what I get. What I want to say. Please, if you haven't read this book, make sure you read it. Acquire Life. I discussed that in it. There's what I call echoes of accusations. Those news you hear around, people telling you, look at this, look at them. It's not just human beings telling you. It's what the argument Satan is using in heaven that people are hearing and they are repeating in your ears. There's a way you carry that. Listen, the Bible, Jesus said these scriptures, they testify of me. That is, the word of God will tell you the divine plan for your life. What is the divine plan? By his stripes, I have been healed. What is the divine plan? I have a sound mind. God has not given me the spirit of fear. But of what? Of love and the sound mind. My mind is sound. Are you getting my point? My good example is Terry Mize and Jackie Mize. When Terry Mize married Jackie Mize, Jackie Mize said that the doctor said I can't have children. He said the doctors don't know what they are saying. God said, I am he that make barren women dwell in the house as joyful mothers of children. Terry said, I better marry me all the same. Forget the doctors. I will handle that issue later. Marry the girl. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then prophesied fruitfulness into her life. She had 3 children for him. Listen, don't worry about it. Amen? Worry about it. How do you worry about it? You carry it and go into a garden called Gethsemane. And you spread the news down and you roll on the floor using the scriptures. You see, it's not just desire. God, this is what you have planned. That's how you counteract the words that Satan is speaking against you. At the end of the day, your heart comes out solid. Just like Jesus Christ. He said, oh, you guys are still sleeping. Get up. The time has come. Let us go. That kind of one, when the solidity enters that young man's heart, he would say, I said, come, let us go and do the wedding. Everybody will say what they want to say. Listen, I told you, good works is not just I gave money or I help somebody who is poor. Good works sometimes is that I stood in the face of adversity and I obeyed God. You don't do that with your natural strength, though. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not just bold faith. That's not what faith is. It's that I have recognized the troubles and the trials ahead. And I have taken that knowledge using the scriptures that describe the divine plan. I take the knowledge to God and say, God, here it is. I'm laying my cares. I'm casting all my burdens before you. Because I understand that you care for me. I won't worry. No. Because by the time I'm departing from here, I will have the spirit of confidence. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. That one, there's no method. Either God pours it into you or he doesn't. And like I always advise, if you leave that place, are you getting me? And your heart still trembles, come back next time. Are you following my point? Come back next time. You pray until there is a rest in your soul. Until the peace of God that passes all understanding, guards your heart and your mind. It is not easy to make some decisions that will require you not earning a lot of money when you have a younger ones after you. You're a first son. Your father is very old. You have 7 junior ones. You have to look for money. But God says, go and do this one. You don't just walk and say, it doesn't matter. Listen, my friend, it matters. That's when people fast and pray. All this fasting and praying against enemies is not the will of God. You fast and pray until you have prayed yourself into the center of the will of God. Do you get my point? My time is up. We don't even have time to pray.